Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, hey buddy.
Ooh-wee. What's up, man?
Ooh-wee. How you doing? Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Tuesday.
That was a weird noise you made there. Anyway, we need to bust out those history books because it's time for everyone's favorite history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, September 21st, 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's. Is it Tolkien's or Tolkien's? Do you know?
Tolkien's? I think it's
Tolkien's.
Know. I have no idea.
Anyway, The Hobbit was first published. That was all the way in 1937 that guy wrote
you
about
know
that Hobbit?
Crazy. Is some of these movies, some of these like the best movies ever made are from way back in the day. Written in 1922, 1937. It's wild.
I didn't think it's
probably good because you had all that time to sit down and think. You didn't have phones to distract you or strip clubs or.
I guess I didn't realize it was that old. I'll be honest. I thought it was like maybe from the 70s, something like that. And then, you know, because that's a pretty far out fantasy when you look at it.
We're talking about like Lord of the Rings, right? Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So it started with the Hobbit's the original one, right? And then the Lord of the Rings was the offset. But they released Lord of the Rings and all that stuff and that, you know, movie trilogy or whatever before. But then they came back and did the Hobbit series after the fact. Mm-hmm.
I just watched a short YouTube video on it. Was Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, with all special effects removed. And it was wild. It was wild to watch. Like, dude, some of these actors have to act these scenes out with nothing around them.
Yeah.
It's incredible what they do.
And not to mention, there's usually people standing in green suits with white dots all over them.
You know, swinging at them. You got to act like it's a dragon.
Like the guy who played Schmeagol. Like, he's got to sit there, like, hunched down while the other actors are there just like, okay, yeah, you're supposed to be some gross hobbit that is eating a raw fish right now. You know?
Hunch over and crawl around like a dog for the next 6 months.
I haven't seen The Hobbit one. I have watched all of the Lord of the Rings. It's been a while. But here's the main reason I haven't rewatched them.
They're 8 hours
long. Dude, they're so long. Like, I appreciate the movie value of it, okay? And the battle scenes are epic.
Absolutely.
But the movie doesn't need to be. If there's, four movies at 3 hours apiece, dude, that's a weekend. That's a weekend gone, man.
Weekend. Dude, I remember we went for like a school trip to watch the first Lord of the Rings that came out. My God, dude, it took the full day, which was nice because we didn't have to go back and study and take tests. But
Cripes, you
dude,
had
I remember
you.
Being in the theater like the fourth hour, like, guys, dude, I'm getting sore.
You guys had to sign an overnight slip, for God's sakes. It's nuts, man.
Bring your sleeping bag, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's my only bugaboo. If they could just trim them up just a little bit and make it more, you know, like just kind of binge-worthy, because it's just that eats up a good portion of your life.
No, how about this?
What?
Just make two of them. Make the long version, but then here's another version that's an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just give me the Spark Notes version of the movies. And here's the other thing, too. Be more bearable. Not a single boob or sex scene. Nothing in there.
Yeah,
nothing.
You know, back in the day, there was a lot of nudity, and they cut that out. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
At least 300 got that right.
Yeah, right. Just, and I'm not saying it's got to be gratuitous. Like, just throw a boob in, throw an org boob in, or a hobbit ass. I don't know, something,
right.
Something.
How about this? Let's make a new rule. Every 2 hours and 10 minutes, there's got to be a boob.
Some body part.
Yeah.
We're gonna end up with a bunch of hobbit penises. That's all I was gonna. Damn it! Come on. I should have been more specific.
Hey, they're looking for a movie role, Brock.
Good for you. You know what? I'll give you credit. Took you 4 minutes to get there, buddy boy. 4 minutes to get there after I said Hobbit. You're a real piece of trash. You know what?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll show you a Hobbit. All right. So there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Yeah. I'm gonna punch you right in the shin. Right in the shin. All right. We got to move on. Okay, that's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is Larry the Cable Guy. We'll be back.